Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer about discouragement together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer to Live Free from Discouragement, written and read by Christine Brown. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, 1 and 2, ESV. Have you ever felt so discouraged that you didn't think God was listening? Maybe you prayed and prayed, but God seemed to grow more distant instead of closer. You longed in desperation to hear from him, but the silence only fed the discouragement inside. Discouragement is a tactic the enemy uses to weaken our will, and over time we can begin to believe its lies. The longer we allow discouragement to have a place in our thoughts, the more vulnerable we become to the enemy's scheme to keep us down. When we lose hope, we lose sight of our purpose. We may even question whether God has a purpose for us at all. That's why it is so important for us to recognize discouragement for what it is, so we can gain clarity as we pray to live free. God's Word provides the encouragement and truth we need to guard our minds and hearts when we sense discouragement settling in. It will also bring clarity through the muddle caused by discouraging thoughts. When we sense ourselves beginning to question whether God cares about what we're going through, we know it's time to counteract the lies with Scripture. Psalm 121, 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. In the midst of our worst trials, we cry out to God for help. He is the only one powerful enough to rescue us from the turmoil we experience. But sometimes we don't hear the answer we want, and in the waiting, we may feel like God is ignoring our plea. Feelings of loneliness and isolation soon follow. And even when friends or family try to lift us up, their efforts go unnoticed. We may even get so wrapped in discouragement that we refuse to see a way out. Discouragement is a dangerous foe, but we have power through God's Word and the Holy Spirit to loosen its hold on us. We can speak truth to our weary hearts, seeking Jesus as we trust Him to respond. God Almighty loves us, and He has called us to a great purpose. Today's psalm reminds us God is with us every step of the way. Let's lift our eyes toward Him and acknowledge that He is our source of help in times of discouragement. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, lately I felt discouraged. I want to face each day with courage, joy, and hope, but I'm struggling to find them. I feel like you don't hear my prayers, even though Scripture tells me you are always with me. I cry out to you for help, Lord. Help me live free from discouragement and find hope once again. When I feel buried under the weight of my troubles, I start to question whether you care about what I'm facing. I feel alone in my trials, but I know that's a lie from the enemy. Forgive me for my doubt. I am never alone because you are here with me and you hear my cries. Scripture tells me of this promise. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I pray I can let this truth settle into my spirit so there is no more room for discouragement. As I seek you more and wait with expectancy in your presence, I believe I will gain clarity through the truth of your word. You are a faithful God, and you have good plans for me. Thank you for showing me this truth through the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the hope I have in your precious Son, Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.